I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 18th. Quincy teachers have a tentative new three-year contract. For the first time in over 30 years, the teacher's contract has been approved before it expires. The current contract is set to expire on August 31st. The new three-year contract provides for a 3% pay raise next year, a 3% increase the following year, and a 3% rise in 2027. The contract also sets standards for professional and curriculum development days, a sick bank, and establishes a joint labor management committee to study salary scale. Quincy Education Association President Gail Carvalho said the contract negotiations centered around students and families, and Union Vice President Michael Ellis said the bargaining was refreshingly different, friendly, and even enjoyable. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey said the contract reflects the district's commitment to attracting and retaining dedicated educators by offering competitive salaries and benefits. Both sides are expected to ratify the new contract in September. Well, if the Grossman companies are to get a 20-year tax break to develop their property at the Star Market and TJ Maxx locations on Granite Street, they will need City Council approval. The City Council this week approved an amendment to that request from Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to add those properties to the city's Housing Development Incentive Plan. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash offered the amendment that any tax breaks be subject to City Council approval. The properties were added to the incentive plan with the new amendment that passed unanimously. Grossman's is planning a 256 apartment complex and some ground level retail space at the TJ Maxx location and may redevelop the Star Market property in the future. Residents argued that no tax break should be given because the incentive plan was meant to encourage more affordable housing. The Quincy City Council is still considering whether to sell a parcel on Hancock Street in Quincy Center to a developer. Officials did not vote on a request from the mayor to sell 1620 Hancock Street for $1.9 million. Officials will take up that matter again after their summer break. The city took the property by eminent domain in 2022 for $2.2 million after it sat vacant and boarded up since a fire in 1993. The former owners are now suing the city, claiming they were not paid fair market value. The administration says it followed proper procedures and that they're selling the property for less than they bought it to help encourage new development. Quincy College has a new athletic director. Quincy native Doug Scott has been named to succeed Quincy native and longtime teacher, coach, and administrator Jack Raymer, who retired earlier this month after a 9-year tenure. Scott has been serving as Quincy College basketball coach since 2016, which he will continue to do as athletic director. Quincy College also offers men's ice hockey and baseball, as well as co-ed teams in soccer and cross country. The basketball program has won more than 100 games under Scott's coaching and included a regional championship in the National Junior Collegiate Association, plus a 20-game winning streak. The mayor of Weymouth, a longtime public servant, is resigning. After nearly a decade in that role, Robert Hedlund has served as mayor of Weymouth for 9.5 years. Before his time as mayor, Hedlund also served for 21 years as a Republican state senator from 1995 through 2016. He represented Duxbury, Hingham, Hall, Marshfield, Norwell, Scituate, Cohasset, and Weymouth. His resignation is effective July 15th, 2.5 years before the end of his fourth term. Hedlund did not give a reason for stepping down. Hedlund was elected as Weymouth's third mayor in 2015 after the city changed the town charter to form a city in 1999. Chief of Staff Ted Langill will stay on after Hedlund resigns, and Town Council President Mike Malise will take over as acting mayor. according to Hedlund, in lieu of a special election. Belize didn't return a request for comment. The election to replace Hedlund will take place in November in conjunction with the town council races. In his message, Hedlund said he would remain an engaged Weymouth citizen. In the 2024 Beach Season Water Quality Report Card by Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, the data shows that South Boston's beaches remain the cleanest urban beaches in the country. Pleasure Bay and City Point each maintained a perfect 100% safety rating. And Nantasket, M Street, and Carson beaches received high grades as well. Meantime, Wollaston Beach and Quincy continued to perform well, scoring 88% for the third year in a row after improving their stormwater and sewer systems over the past several years. The Water Quality Report Card uses data collected by the Department of Conservation and Recreation to assess water quality at public beaches from Nahant to Nantasket. Though most of the region's beaches perform consistent with expectations, Save the Harbor did note a dramatic drop at Savin Hill in Dorchester and a low rating for Nahant Beach, typically one of the region's cleanest beaches. Well, the MBTA's newest ferries are ready to set sail after a christening ceremony yesterday. Students, along with state and local leaders, gathered at Boston's Long Wharf for the ceremony, and the ships now have names: Harbor Gem serving Winthrop and Abigail Adams serving Quincy. A naming competition launched in April, and students from Boston, Quincy, Winthrop, and Lynn were asked what names captured the spirit of their hometowns. In the end, two students had the winning answers: Onik Hashani from Winthrop and Haley Summers, a fourth grader at the Atherton House School in Quincy. Leaders called the experience a win for water transportation and for students. The ferries were delivered from New York and underwent an overhaul locally at the Fairhaven Shipyard before they were christened in Boston and set sail earlier this year. With pandemic-era aid now gone and grocery prices still rising, food insecurity is surging across Massachusetts, now affecting one in three adults, according to a new report from the Greater Boston Food Bank. According to the latest annual study conducted in collaboration with Mass General Brigham, 37% of Massachusetts households face food insecurity this year, nearly double from 19% in 2019. In addition, very low food security, the most severe form, where a person must skip meals or not eat for the entire day due to a lack of sufficient funds for food, has nearly quadrupled to 24% last year from 6% in 2019. Rising food insecurity is raising the alarm amid persistent economic uncertainty, fueled by tariffs, trade wars, and fears of a recession. Proposed federal budget cuts to programs like food stamps and school meals could exacerbate the situation. The report also found hunger exists in every part of the state, with Western Massachusetts and the Boston area seeing the highest levels of food insecurity. Berkshire, Bristol, Hampden, and Suffolk counties reported that more than 45% of adults experienced food insecurity in 2023. A Boston investment firm has bought a well-known downtown Plymouth hotel and says it plans to remake the property. The John Carver Inn and Spa was last renovated in 2021, but new owners, the Mount Vernon Company, say the 80-room property will be repositioned and reimagined. Well, yesterday marked the 250th anniversary of the Battle of Bunker Hill, a key catalyst for the American Revolution. Although the British fought off the Patriots during the battle in Charlestown, the event ultimately unified the 13 colonies. To honor the battle, 40 descendants of soldiers who fought in the battle returned to its hallowed ground. The ceremony was just one of the events highlighting the pivotal moment in U.S. history. Other aspects of the celebration included reenactors displaying and eating the foods that the Revolutionary soldiers would have had during the battle. Soldiers ate bread, cured meat like bacon, cheese, and hunks of butter, which would have been available in 1775. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute's resource van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today, offering free skin cancer screenings. The van will be available today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To register for a skin cancer screening, call 617-376-1023. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 299. The NASDAQ fell 180. And the S&P lost 50. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports. Seattle shut out the Red Sox 8-0. They're back at it on the West Coast at 4:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today: showers around this morning, then cloudy and a high 78 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog and lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm at a high of 93. Sunny on Friday with a high of 83, and sunny 84 for a high on Saturday. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, wind out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 5:41 p.m. Sunrise 5:07 and sets at 8:23. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 11 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 18th.